Blog Talk Radio.
Calling Blog Talk.
Wait, wait. No, let me know when you're ready.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. Please hold and you'll be able to listen to the show.
I hear Rob typing. We're good.
Okay, great. No, you ready or?
Yeah, I said I'm ready.
Oh, okay, I missed it. All right, let's do it. Okay. Starting in a minute, in a second.
This is your announcer, Chuck Landington, welcoming you to the Metal Injection Livecast. Big news in Livecast land, as Sid got his first vaccine shot this weekend. It's a very sad time for him, because it means he's only weeks away from no longer having an excuse to not leave his house. Don't worry, Sid. None of us want to hang out with you anyway.
Oh.
Disaster averted. The Metal Injection Livecast starts now.
Well, that's not true. I'll hang out with you.
Thanks. And why you got the vaccine if you never leave your house?
Rob?
Yeah, especially I had to leave my house to get, so it's like a double whammy.
Maybe you didn't hear the intro, Rob. He doesn't want to hang out with you or anybody. That was the whole point.
Oh, I see. I missed it. Okay, well, that's fine then.
Also, there was a mix-up. Sid got the rubella and whooping cough vaccine. Still susceptible to coronavirus.
Oh, no.
Damn it.
I know. It sucks.
Welcome to the Metal Injection Livecast. One eighth vaccinated, I guess, right? You still young.
Yeah.
I'm not getting the vaccine.
It depends what counts, because I still have antibodies, so I'm technically vaccinated temporarily.
Temporarily. Yeah. Wait, no. Why aren't you getting the vaccine?
I'm not getting the vaccine until they lift the state of emergency. And if the vaccine is still okay to go after that, then I'll take it.
What does that mean? Why? Can you elaborate on that?
I don't understand.
Oh, well, we don't have to get into that right now. I mean,
yeah,
everyone
briefly,
can go.
I'm curious. I never heard of it.
Oh, okay. Well, when there's a state of emergency, the FDA can just approve vaccines or whatever, not under the same circumstances when there is no state of emergency.
Mm-hmm.
And also at the same time, like, why would I just don't see the point of me taking it. It's a personal choice.
Yeah, I just...
Do you not see the point of any vaccine or just this one?
No, I see the point of vaccines. I just took, booster shots in May.
Well, I had the same approach as you. Like, I was a little worried, not that I'm anti-vax, but maybe that this is such an emergency that they rushed it out, and who knows what side effects are. But that, you know,
yes.
I don't know that to be the case. I don't see any evidence for it, but I feel like I have the luxury of waiting a little while because I have the antibodies because I did get it. So I'm kind of freed from having to make that decision. But I mean, everything I read says it's pretty safe, and I don't see any reason.
Yeah.
99% of doctors would be lying about it.
Here's the thing, Sid, like, I'm not trying to make you worried or anything like that. And I, you know, like, I feel good that my dad got to take it and, you know, like the grandparents in our family. But I don't know what the long-term effects are. And also, like, when it comes to fertility, there's no real research on it. So
trying to have a baby? Squirt out a live cast baby? What's going on? Give us the update.
Well, sooner than later, that's going to happen. Probably
later? Was that a typo, a speech typo?
It's probably going to happen in like the next 53 episodes within the next.
Wow.
That's very specific.
Do you have names? Do you have names prepared?
We don't have names prepared,
Menachem,
but I'd love to get
Menachem.
Some livecast memes.
Yitzchak. No, I want to ask you.
Moshiach.
Shlomo.
Moshiach.
It should be Shlomo. I think Shlomo would be the.
Oh, how about.
We want this baby to have a chance in life. Jesus Christ.
Mark B. Mark B.
Mark B. All right, that's one word. Mark B.
Yeah. Mark B. Wait, so just really quickly. So I just want to understand what you're saying. So you're saying under a state of emergency, they could, you know, more easily approve. So when the state of emergency is lifted,
yes.
Do they have to reapprove the vaccine? Is that what you're saying? Or what is that? Like,
I guess
what happened?
The conditions are, you know, that
stricter.
There's stricter. There's more standards.
But once it's approved, it's approved.
Yeah, like, would it have to go through another approval process? Is that what you're saying?
I hope
or
so.
You don't know?
I don't think
so. I'm not sure. But
yeah.
If you just look it up, it's not, you know, it's not like a crazy conspiracy theory or anything like that. I know there's.
No, I don't think you're being conspiratorial. And I mean, you are in the health and age group where you, like, you can survive by not taking.
Sure.
And my concerns
right.
for it are not that there's a conspiracy to make a shitty, like to put microchips in your blood or something.
Yeah, I don't believe that.
To me, it's like,
I mean, I'd go for it. Give me the 5G. I want better.
I think they could make a legitimate attempt at a vaccine and not have it go through the most rigorous standards because they want to get it out to everybody and have good intentions. And it could have side effects that are unforeseen. So that worried me a little bit. But, you know, probably.
What if the side effects is laser vision?
But you can't.
I'll be the first one on the show.
You can't turn it off. That's the problem. You're just always lasering things like Cyclops.
Sid won't have to be on video.
To get the LeVar Burton glasses. But that's not covered by insurance. It's like $750 million a pair.
God damn.
It's like the latest DoD technology to cover the lasers up.
Are the vaccine shots free?
No, anyway, I'll be at war.
Oh, yeah. Are they?
Yeah.
Like, so did you have to pay?
Yeah. No.
No. You didn't have to show your insurance or anything?
It said to bring insurance card, but then nobody asked me for it.
Now, we're all insured here. What if you don't have insurance?
I am not insured.
Oh, you're not? So you have to pay?
It says but if you have insurance, they'll charge your insurance a little something, but you don't have to pay anything either way. This is what the email said or the website, whatever.
Okay.
And they didn't ask me for it anyways.
Interesting.
They were just interested in getting me in and out real quick.
You got in and out too with the vaccine?
It was vicious.
Right.
If you've been vaccinated or if you haven't, give us a ring at 213-WIDENUT. That's 213-943-3688, especially if you're in Texas, because the big news today, I'm not sure if this was on the roundup, but shortly before we went live, the governor of Texas said next Wednesday, they're lifting all restrictions, 100% capacity allowed anywhere. And the government will not restrict how many people have to be in a venue, nor will they mandate masks.
Fauci already booked.
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry.
Businesses can still make their own rules.
Okay,
however,
so I'm cool with that.
However,
and then an hour later, Mississippi did the same thing.
Yeah.
But hold on. But a judge cannot penalize anybody for not following restrictions. So the corporate rules seem almost trivial. You know, like saying the business can't. Like, you know, there's not really any penalty if you don't.
Well, it's like shirt, no shoes, no service. You could say that, but if somebody comes to your restaurant shirtless, you can't arrest for it, I guess is the point. That kind of a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Except a mask instead
like
of a shirt.
Too. And I think probably most people who are in a risky category and who care about themselves will, you know, take care to wear a mask and not like hang out at like a bar or something like that.
Yeah, I mean, it makes sense to me. Like leaving public safety to the whims of individuals always works out great.
Yeah, I mean, look at how great.
Especially in
better,
Texas.
It's better that government. It's better for government.
Well, what's the point of government? Why does government exist if for situations like this?
Yeah, like by the same token, why aren't all drugs legal? Like, leave it up to the people to decide what.
I agree.
Why don't we have fire departments? Like, if your house is on fire, you should go to the highest bidder and hire a contractor. To
put fire out. Be an app. You get a quote real quick.
Guy with a
Here's a question. Why is murder illegal? Make it legal. And if businesses don't want murders to happen inside of their grounds, they will set their own rules.
But murders happen anyway. And it could happen
but
on
less
the business.
Than it was legal.
COVID deaths happen anyway, right?
Look, if you trust politicians to, you know, create laws and to, I guess, make decisions that you could make for yourself, that's cool.
I trust them more than leaving it to anarchy, 100%. I don't think I think there's a lot of shitty politicians, but I think as far as like COVID laws, you know, to prevent like this, just to make people wear masks, just in and of itself. Even the worst, shittiest Republicans, some of them are like pro mask laws because they're like, okay, people can't go to work and like, and the economy's going to collapse if everyone's dead. So they understand it's not out of compassion. It's not out of like loving people. It's because they want the economy.
Get that economy going. Yeah,
exactly.
I mean, look, I believe that people who are well-informed can make better decisions than government officials.
There's like four people in this country that are well-informed.
Yeah. Like, I mean, isn't that a whole other issue that people are not well-informed?
And also,
that's the government's responsibility.
Look outside the window. What are they doing? I mean, we have like the worst COVID numbers in the world. We have like 500,000 people dead. So are they doing the right thing? Are they even with the restrictions in place? It's just going to get worse.
I mean, the restrictions are already so half-assed. You know, like...
Well, that's my point. We're half-assing it now, and it still sucks. So what's going to happen if you zero-ass it?
Well, we'll find out in 3 weeks after the shutdown is up. I'm curious to see if there will be, there's going to have to, like... You know, Trapped is going to do a show in Texas. Like, there's going to be bands that are just going to be like, fuck it, let's
do it. Yeah.
Have you heard of any? Like, is there any talk about
it? This just was announced 2 hours before we went live. Maybe.
Queen of Vagina will be headlining.
Which will be the first.
She reemerges.
Maybe Tommy Vext's new solo band will be the first metal. Like, what's the first metal act that's going to take advantage of this? Oh, I can see Fozzy.
The first semi-big act, anyway.
I'm sure there's people already booking metal festivals.
Mick Mars.
Now, here's my question. Okay. What if this ends up, who could foresee this? But let's pretend there ends up being a huge health crisis, right? Like, this ends up being
a worse case.
Well, like right now in Texas, as bad as it is, what if it gets significantly worse?
You mean what if there's a super spreader event?
Hospitals get over, like hospitals get, you know, completely packed, and whatever. Do they then go back to restrictions, or is like, no, we'll figure it out?
They'll blame it on something else.
Guess we'll
say the numbers. Yeah. Stick around, folks. People in the future. What a great cliffhanger for future episodes here.
They're all dead. The people in the future all died.
It's all robots. It's, you know, it's Google bots scanning the internet to index for search engines.
Yeah, I'm sure we have people who live in Texas who listen to this.
Great point. Maybe you
can call us and let us know. Like, is it all just like anarchy and people are just like going around like Frenching each other, or is everyone just kind of like playing?
Yeah, if you haven't froze to death and you're still alive while down there in Texas, give us a call. And here's a perfect example of the Texas deregulation gone wrong. Is they deregulated their power grid. They're not a part of the federal power grid, and that's exactly why they had the blackout. And on top of that, because it's a free market capitalism with their energy, the price of energy is based on the demand. So last week, because heat was in such high demand, people in one day racked up like $20,000 energy bills.
Well, if they don't like it, Rob, we don't need to regulate them. We should just have them go and start their own energy company. If you don't like the way things are, just compete.
American Enterprise, yeah.
Exactly. Fair. Well, another act that, you know, switching gears to Italy. Let's move on to Italy. They've had their own problems with coronavirus. Venues have also been shut down. And basically, I believe they're after the U.S., there's maybe one or two countries that are doing worse than Italy on a per capita basis. And so I believe they've had more strict lockdowns, and venues have been closed since, you know, a year now. And so apparently somebody had the bright idea to invite 130 Italian artists in venues in an initiative called L'Ultimo Concerto. The last concert. And Lacuna Coil was one of those bands. And I know you're a fan of Lacuna Coil. I don't love Lacuna Coil.
I haven't
listened to them in a bit. Lacuna Coil is from the Minnesota.
Italy.
So they were part of this.
Minnesota, Italy.
Minneapolis, Italy. And so they were part of this. So they advertised. So I want to make it clear before going further. This was a free event. You didn't have to pay for this. So they were advertising a live stream concert. Lacuna Coil fans, tune in. Camera fades up. Excuse me?
Was there more Lacuna Coil fans that tuned in? More informed people in this country.
More Lacuna Coil fans than informed people in this country.
So eight people. Cool.
So they tune in, and the band is just standing there on stage. Silent! That's it. There was no performance. It was just them standing on the stage.
In
silent.
Protest or like what?
So it wasn't necessarily a pro. Like they're not protesting, but they were. Okay, so here's what they say. Here's their quote. You were expecting to see a live show while we just stood in silence. It's not a bad joke. This is the situation of live clubs in Italy, places where we got to meet many of you. It is with this bitter taste in our mouths that we are asking for your support. For them, a live show with no music is not a live show. A silent live club is not a live club. Mm. So it was all a part to raise awareness for Italian venues, I guess.
So wait, did all the other artists that were invited actually perform, and the only ones?
No, nobody performed. Everyone just stood. The whole stream was just standing in silence.
Different bands singling.
Well, they were the only metal bands. It was all Italian bands. Go ahead, Noah.
So, like, every band like went up, set up their gear and all that stuff, just to stand there and be quiet.
It seems so, yes, at different so the point, what I'm getting to is, this seems like the dumbest activation I've heard. Like, it completely backfired on them, because first of all, like, you're looking for fan support, but you're trying to get it by lying to them, deceiving them. You know, like fans already feel deceived, and you want them on your side. That's bad business, baby. That's not how you do that. You know, like, you don't stab someone in the back and then go, see, like, stabbings are bad. It's like, why'd you stab me? You could have just told me.
But we're talking about it. Would we have been talking about it otherwise? We'd be playing clips of their performance if that's all that it was.
We're not.
The last time we talked about Lacuna Coil was like in 2009.
Look, I hear what you're saying, but not all publicity is good publicity. Trapped proved that, because everybody was talking about Trapped for a bunch of idiots they were, and then their album came out and it tanked. they sold like 400 or 600 in a week. Nobody cared. So it didn't lead to anything. And all this did was it led to bad publicity for the band. Like people were not happy about this. And I guess also because of the uninformed society that we live in, I feel there was this assumption that this was a paid live stream, even though, you know, the stories clearly state they were not. So there was, because people don't care enough to read the story, but care enough to comment on the social media post, you know, like they just got a ton of heat about this where, like, you know, to give the band the benefit of the doubt, they were trying to do something good, but it did not work out at all how they wanted. And really, like, what do they achieve? Like, are people now being like, yeah, Italian venues should open? Or are they like, hey, Lacuna Coil did this really bad marketing stunt for nothing?
But it wasn't just them.
It wasn't just them. You're right.
It's not like it was
did
their
the bands
idea.
Get paid for their appearances?
No, I assume it's all a volunteer thing.
Oh, so I feel like the displacement was zero. It's like one step forward, one step back, and we end up with nothing.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Just like listening to Lacuna Coil.
You can't get that time in your life back, so that's even worse. They did us a favor by standing quietly.
Yeah.
You got time to have some introspection. You think about life. Think about what you could be doing instead of waiting for Lacuna Coil to play a song.
So, I'm sorry, it seems as though all of these bands were doing this at the same time. It wasn't a stream of, like, you know, like a 10-hour
band being quiet.
Yeah. Wait, that's what I thought it was. Like, what is this? I don't understand.
So, I'm now reading more of her statement.
How long did the whole thing last?
I'm assuming it's a few minutes. The thing is, there's no, the stream has been removed. So it's not
it's just dead air.
Here, let's see. Here's Christina
Aguilera.
Scabbia. The front woman of Lacuna Coil.
Oh.
By the way, Lacuna is Italian for evanescence. I don't know if you guys know this.
Oh, come on. They're a wonderful hard rock heavy metal band.
Ooh, Evanescence? Why are you zooming in on her cleavage?
I was lowering the volume. Come on.
Well, there's no
don't
cleavage.
Silence women, Rob.
She should stop the video. My eyes are up here, Robba.
Come on.
If you're listening on audio,
does this
Rob,
count as International Women's Day content?
Isn't it women? It's Women History Month. The whole month is for the ladies.
By the way,
but Monday is this coming Monday, National Women's Day.
Why is she in front of a U.S. ICE?
She's actually in an ICE internment camp.
That's her punishment for not performing.
She's inside the child prison. That's not the outside of the fence. What is her accent? Is she Italian? Or?
Yeah.
She's Italian.
Okay.
I think she's a crisis actor, actually, from Newark.
Oh, stop.
Yeah, her accent's a little fishy. I don't know why people are so upset about what we did. It's a me, a Lacuna Coil.
That's racist, Darren.
I'm an honorary Italian. I'm allowed to do that.
You're what?
I'm an honorary Italian. By virtue of everyone in my 40-plus years of life thinking I'm Italian. I might as well roll with it. Way to diss your fans.
Yeah.
Stop it.
That's a lot of meatballs.
It's true. Like, we only learned about it after it happened. So.
We're trying to do activism over here.
Oh, it's a strike.
It's a good movie.
The Italian Strike. Mark Wahlberg was in that, right? And Seth Green.
It was like a cast of many, many Hollywood people.
Like is an ensemble.
Ensemble. They were screaming at you, though.
Yeah, Rob. Wow.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Now I feel used.
Sucker.
I thought it was a compliment to you.
We especially targeted Robert Pasabini or whatever his name is.
Well,
oh, what a sucker. We got him right in the Pesce deal.
All right.
Just
well.
So when they think, just when I think I'm out, they pull me back in.
So I understand, if she feels so bad, can't they, like, next just do an actual live stream?
Yeah, like, they've been doing live streams
for
so
charity.
I think the point is that they want to play live shows with people.
Well, I heard the Senate parliamentarian said they can't do a live stream, so it's like it's ruled out.
They damn it!
They have no power. They're powerless to do it.
Right.
So, one thing you do have the power to do is check out the 9th studio record from Architects for those that wish to exist. Architects, the England-based post metalcore quintet. Is releasing this new album, available now on Epitaph Records. The self-produced record arrives as the follow-up to the band's critically acclaimed 2018 release, Holy Hell. On For Those That Wish to Exist, Architects examine the part we are all playing in the world's slow destruction and tackle the biggest question facing the future of our planet. The record's 15 tracks hang in a limbo between energizing positivity that is not too late to correct our collective course and a paralyzing negativity of defeatism, where hope and despondency are bedfellows triggered daily by a simple act of existence. A reflection of human condition, For Those That Wish to Exist calls for us to rise to the challenge, establish models, and strive for a collective betterment. I'm actually a big fan of Architects, and this album is really fun. So check it out, For Those That Wish to Exist, now on Epitaph Records.
Are any of them actually architects?
They're architects of earworms.
I also like that you use the word actually. You're like, I am actually a fan of Architects.
For a change, I actually like the music cover. Look at that. Look at that, guys.
Hey, come on! That's not how I meant it.
They're no Psyopus.
Oh, no. Does that band still exist?
They don't, sadly.
Thanks to you.
Thanks to me. You're right.
Two of them died of COVID? Happened.
No, they just stopped being a band.
They decided to do a protest, and
they need to get
booked, and then they didn't play for some reason.
I hope this is broken up until Italy can have live concerts again. That's it.
They're on strike.
That's the plan.
Any band that breaks up, we should just say the excuse.
All of Psyopus talks like Mario, too. I don't know if you knew that. We are not going to play today. Sorry, people.
Oh, that Mario. I thought Mario from California.
Oh, no.
I was like, that was a random joke.
Isn't Psyopus the name of Bowser's sons? It's the one announced.
Oh. I don't know.
With that, Mario.
Yes.
I had this week, you know, Sid, typically you're the one that sends me typos or turn inappropriate phrasing for some of my articles. And this week there was a story. It was an unfortunate story about a musician who passed away, Sean Kennedy. He was a bassist. He was only 35. And the thing is, Sean used to play for a band called I Killed the Prom Queen and also for a band called D's Nuts. So it's kind of difficult, you know, to write a serious story about a band whose name is D's Nuts. And I actually got a correction from somebody very, very nicely. And I guess I'll give them a shout out. Or I don't know if they want. I don't know if they want a shout out. So I don't want to dox them. But
is this by email that you got the correction?
No, this is on Twitter. So I guess this was a public thing. But he goes, you know, you might consider making an edit to the Sean Kennedy article. Then again, anyone playing in a band with the name might see the humor in saying someone has been, and this is where he's quoting me, quote, so my original article wrote, Sean Kennedy has been playing with D's Nuts for 8 years. I mean, it's technically a factual statement, you know, like it has been playing with this band for 8 years, but because the band's name is D's Nuts,
This whole time, we thought that your balls were that long because you were stretching them, but because Sean Kennedy was playing with them.
He got to a point where it was diminishing returns from pulling his own nuts. He had to have someone else walk away with them so that he would reach a distance where they could still be stretched.
Oh.
And that happened 8 years ago.
So, my apologies. So, I edited it.
What does it say now?
Yeah, what does it say now?
He's been sucking on D's Nuts for years. Not better, Rob.
I think I just took out the... Oh, Kennedy has been playing with the comically named group D's Nuts for 8 years.
No, so he...
I wrote...
Kennedy has been playing with D's Testicles for 8 years.
Yeah.
Don't you think, though, that when they came up with this band name, like, this was probably their ultimate wish? For like
well,
the metal news, cover them.
Huh? I mean, we've covered them. We cover this band. We covered these nuts.
You covered these nuts. Have you ever done like an interview with them? Like, have you ever?
We've never interviewed these nuts.
Have you ever had these nuts in your mouth, as opposed to just text?
No, only text.
They're probably. I mean, I feel like he would appreciate your initial phrasing.
Well, but also, like, who knows if he was even a part of the naming? You know, he might have joined. He joined after the band already existed. So, but I guess even still, you have to be all right with the band's name being D's Nuts.
Yeah,
imagine being
at like a Thanksgiving dinner with your family and you're catching up on things. And yeah, I play shows with D's Nuts all the time.
I wanted to like how was the camaraderie in that band? Were they tight, D's Nuts?
It was a bit. It was a loose atmosphere mostly.
Oh,
what did they sound like? What did these?
They're a hardcore band.
What did these nuts sound like?
I should have put them on the Spotify playlist. Dang.
Oh my god. It's that they weren't a two-piece. Now, are they?
There were four pieces. There were four. There were four of these nuts. It was two pairs of nuts.
A guy died, for God's sakes.
Do you think they're going to find a replacement in these nuts?
Replacement nuts?
I assume so.
You haven't done any follow-up with these nuts?
You know, when a guy dies, it's like a little hard to interview people. Like, you know, it could get a little hairy.
Yeah, it's kind of uncharted territory.
Well, yeah, I wanted to keep the article nice and trim.
Oh, my God.
Okay.
All right, I think that's...
That joke was very cheesy, Rob.
And sweaty.
Smegma. I don't know. I didn't have a joke for that.
Yeah. I was trying to work smegma, gabagool.
Gabagool. We're going back to the other story now?
I don't know. I just love that word.
Calzone. See, that combines ball cheese and Italian stuff from the other story.
I wanted to play this. Someone did a supercut of every James Hetfield laugh in a Metallica song.
That will lift our spirits.
Yeah, something to change it up a little. So here it is. I posted about this on Metal Injection. Sorry, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, maybe we could do like, we can judge who laughed at the best between Hetfield, Mario, and Rob.
Oh. Mm. Well, let's see. Well, it's definitely Hetfield. Hetfield has the best laughs.
Love it. Maybe Rob doesn't know. We can't
hear
it.
He has no idea.
Wait, what?
Oh, my God.
What's going on?
We can't hear it.
Really?
Yeah, really.
Oh, yeah. Sure.
Really?
I hear it like partially through your microphone, like it's playing maybe out of your
through my headphones.
Yeah.
That's how loud my headphones
are. That's all
I think
I
that's Bobka laughing at Rob.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it's like a whisper.
Well, at least we won't get copyright claimed.
Yeah.
Here we go. This is partial credit.
Why? What's partial about it?
It doesn't really laugh.
Yeah.
What do you guys think of this?
Man, it's interesting.
Do you think it would be better if you just sliced up all the laughs and didn't include?
Yeah. I was thinking. Yeah. I didn't want to shit on it, but I thought I had the exact same thought as you.
It's mostly music with a little bit of laughter.
All right.
It should just be the laughs.
Or maybe like a slight bit of context, but not. It's too long, I think.
I think we should send this portion of the live cast to the person that edited that together. And maybe he'll improve it, like Rob improved his article.
Yeah. Include the word these nuts somewhere.
It reminded me of the one from a few years ago of every time he said yeah.
Yeah! Oh, yeah, yeah! Much better. Yeah. Much better.
Tight.
Just yeah. That's all you need. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah!
Yeah, yeah!
This James Hetfield reminds me of this dude who, like, it was a video that blew up the other day where this guy, like, he heard Enter Sandman once and then played the drums to it. Like, from memory. That should
be it's
great.
A big jazz drummer, yeah.
And then first of all, my first reaction to that was, like, this guy's incapable of playing as shitty as Lars Ulrich. And I was right. Like, he played and he just added all these... Like, he was way more on time. And, like, added all...
Well,
And then I start reading like comments about it on the site that I was on, and it's like they're all shitting on him, like you missed his accent, and like motherfucker, like the guy never heard the song before.
Oh well, we posted it on Metal Injection, and the main criticism was like, oh well, it's an easy song anyway, and it's like, so what? That's not point.
The point is not that it's a hard song to play. It's that he remembered every fucking like fill and the tone of the song and when the time changes are. Like,
yeah, exactly. With one listen, he only listened to it once.
Even with a shitty Lars Ulrich song, that's not easy to fucking do. And he got almost all of it right.
And it sounded great. I mean, I don't think there's a point to really play it back here on the show. You could hit up the site to hear it, but
he 100% improved the song.
Larnell Lewis is the drummer from Snarky Puppy. Are you a fan of Snarky Puppy, Noah?
Larnell.
Mm-hmm.
I think.
Oh, you like jazz music, no? What the hell?
Yeah, aren't you a jazz fan? Like, what the hell?
I have not heard that, and if we played it on the show, I don't remember it, so I'd have to listen again.
No, we didn't.
Do you want to do a Thrash It or Trash It with Snark Puppy? Is that
no,
what
I
the
don't.
Name of it was,
Snarky Puppy.
Perhaps he wants people to go to the article. He doesn't want to play it on
what's
the show.
What's the URL? Just.
Oh, well, no. Well, he's just playing Enter Sandman. So, like, we don't have to watch somebody play Enter Sandman. But we could play a little, let's see, Snarky Puppy.
Wasn't that that industrial band, Snarky Puppy?
That's Skinny Puppy. Oh, okay.
I like the name.
Puppy got
Snarky
older.
Puppy.
Yeah.
He got old and a little more cynical. So now he used to be skinny. Now he's, like, kind of gained some weight and shits on everything. With Snark.
People are like, wait, you're not actually a puppy, and he gets very sued with them when they say that.
He gets snarky.
This sounds just like a Weird Al song, so much that it sounds like he ripped it off.
Really?
Yeah. I'll tell you what it is. An original Weird Al song, not a parody.
Huh.
So he's playing everything?
After this
he's
plays,
the drummer.
After this plays, I'll tell you what song it is. You can play it.
Name of this track?
This is Lingus by Snarky Puppy on WING The Jazz.
Sounds like a weird Z-Morning Zoo duo. Connie and the Lingus.
Actually, you guys would be on BGO.
What's that?
It's like it's New York Jazz Radio.
Oh my God, how did I not know that?
Been around like for the longest time ever.
Oh, maybe because I hate jazz. That's probably
88.8 FM.
First of all, it's WBGO. Okay.
Okay.
Like,
the cool
Rob,
cats call it BGO.
Yeah, Rob. People in the know would call it. BGO.
I mean, look, if you respect radio, you respect the first letter in the dial, so people know if it's east or west of the Mississippi.
And you know what? Also, BGO is like 3/5 of what I usually say to jazz people. Be gone. BGO. But Rob, can you get that Weird Al song? It's called Wanna Be Your Lover.
Ooh.
The joke of the song is that it's like all pickup lines. So he just says stupid pickup lines that are funny throughout the whole song.
Like Ace of Base?
No, it sounds just like that like pseudo jazz that was being played.
Oh.
It's like I thought you got played the wrong song by accident. That's how much it sounds like that.
Oh yeah.
Exact same song with the little accents too.
I don't have a library card, but do you mind if I check you out?
And get it. Like 3 minutes.
You know, I was in a toy store the other day and they had an accordion for kids. And I was thinking about it.
You know, when he performed, that's like one of his that go to like for the last 10 years playing that song live. And he goes in the audience and just like sits on women's laps and sings this and shit and like croons this to women. Very funny.
Aw.
It's okay what he does it, but Governor Cuomo is not allowed. What kind of society is this?
Yeah. Ansel Weird Al.
Croon at women.
Hashtag cancel Weird Al.
No. Yeah, it's about time.
Can you imagine? Cancel. Something came out about Weird Al. I'd be crestfallen.
I already had my revelation.
A great person.
What was it?
What?
That he had violent diarrhea next to me in the bathroom and then ditched his hands when he left the stall?
That's right.
That's right. He did not wash his hands.
Sid, I want to know.
He's canceled to me already.
Is there any chance you just missed him washing his hands? Any chance?
I want to
believe.
Now, how did you know this was Weird Al in the next stall again? Could you remind me? How did you confirm it was him?
There's a rack in the door in the hall, so you could see the people walking out, and I knew he was there, and like between his loud shirt and like his hair, it was very easy in the quick
and
flash
also
of
he,
a person walking through, like that's definitely Weird Al.
He was hold on. You work in radio. Aren't there a lot of people with wild shirts in radio?
He was playing the accordion to cover his shit farts, too.
Sid saw a piece of really curly hair hanging off the latch of the door.
That's his pube.
Oh, no.
That was his weird pube.
Well, if you've ever pooped
weird pube.
Episode title?
If you've ever pooped next to Weird Al, give us a ring. 213-WIDE-NUT. That's 213-943-3688. And what else is going on in the world today? Let's talk
about this weirdo in Noah's background.
Yeah, I was going to say, what's going on with your background?
Oh, wait, no. First, let's talk about the MTA hiring special voices for subway announcements.
Okay, so yeah, there's a bunch of celebrities. So I don't think they hire them. I think these are all volunteers.
Oh, well, like, that's what I commission, or like however you want to say it.
But yeah, it's like Jerry Seinfeld, Fran Lebowitz is one of them, Whoopi Goldberg. Have you heard that? I haven't taken Awkwafina.
Jadakiss, I think.
Oh, yeah, Jadakiss. Yes, yes, yes.
Jadakiss?
So.
Or Shredstein.
Has anybody been? I haven't even been on the train, honestly, in a year. The last time I was on the train was, in fact, a year ago. I remember I had jury duty right as this started, the Friday right before the shutdown was the beginning of my jury duty, I remember. And I was like, I hope I don't get called. This seems like the worst time to have jury duty. And I lucked out of it. And that was and I remember even at that point, I felt very weird being on the train. And I haven't been on the train since. So anyway, now I guess in addition to trying to encourage people to use the train, they're trying to get, you know,
Subway
spread a message about masks on the train. So they got all these celebrities to do it. So I believe this was curated by New York Nico, who I don't know if you guys follow him on Instagram, but it's a good.
I just started
to.
Good local account. That is how I got this background.
What's cool about New York Nico is, you know, he's this influencer, whatever. But
he's a filmmaker. I couldn't really tell.
It's an Instagram account, and the whole point of his account is he just blows up mom and pop shops in New York. He's like, hey, this is really great Italian food in Queens. Go check it out. And then there's all these like feel good stories about how, you know, he brought all this business to them. So it's a very pure and wholesome thing he's doing, and in support of New York. So I'm all about New York Nico, and he shared a clip, like a teaser of some of the people that he got. So here's the whole list of the guests.
Oh, Pat Kiernan is on this also.
Yes. Yeah. So what I like is it's
Bob
a nice
the drag queen, nice.
Yeah, it's a good cross-section of New York personalities, including Darren's favorite, Ilana Glazer.
And Abby Jacobson, both of them.
Look, how about Michael Kay? Another piece of garbage.
Yeah.
Who's Michael Kay?
Eric Andre, nice.
He's the Yankees play-by-play announcer, and he also has a Mike Francesa-esque show, which is like probably scaled back 10 years of age and just more like snark and like
typical sports radio dipshittery.
Okay. So it sounds like it fits the criteria.
Mitch?
I don't know that, but Cameron, that's great. That and Natasha Lyonne. Peter Rosenberg, I was like, really?
He's Michael K's co-host.
Oh, he is?
Oh, yeah. I think Peter Rosenberg probably has like 40 jobs. That's one of them.
I see. Yeah.
Look, Edie Falco. She's way too big a star to be on this.
And Rob's BFF, Debbie Mazar.
Mm-hmm.
Is that how is she your BFF?
Oh, Noah and I were on like
just doing a thing.
We went to some food, like some barbecue festival on Randall's Island, and she was there giving out, like, you know, she had a booth and she was filming for her reality show, and we happened to be shot with her like giving us food, and it's been replayed on the cooking channel like every 3 months. I get like a text once a year from somebody I haven't heard from being like, hey, I just saw you on TV. And it's like, oh my God, this footage has been recycled so many times. So here's the, oh wait, that wasn't the video. I think is this the video?
This is funny.
This is Pat Kiernan going.
PK.
Nico didn't get the Frank Sinatra reference.
They punished him on
New York One News.
I think maybe because he's wearing a Yankees hat, some of his brain cells deteriorated.
This is it. Shut up.
Hilarious. Wow, that was so funny.
Have to change voice. Ugh.
Took out like two of those clips. Be called unfunny people trying to be funny in cars getting coffee.
Yeah.
Which
there's people on this that I really
like. Eric Andre is funny, you know. I can't remember. One of them went by and I was like, oh, okay. I'll give them a pass. I can't remember now, but Eric Andre was one of them. That was the other.
Do you think that people who are like on the subway at like 6 a.m. miserably going to work, want to hear
people
tell them how to wear their mask?
Noah, thank you. I was about to say the same thing. Use the fucking money to fix the goddamn trains. You're paying these motherfuckers however much money
they're not paying them anything.
There's no way
it's
free.
What do you mean?
These people, like, their thing is their, you know, like, if it's the videos or the voiceover, like, there's no way they're giving that for free.
They probably get like a year on the MetroCard for it.
Yeah, I can't imagine the MTA pay.
Okay.
They were their
promotion. It's like, hey, remember me? Maybe you'll buy something of mine later.
Yeah, I could absolutely see all of these people agreeing to do it for free. Jerry Seinfeld did that whole editorial about the fucking being a New Yorker, so I could see him doing this. How about
it's not
promoting
like there's merch? It's like.
It's like how much budget? Exactly, it's the Department of Health.
So what about the people who are editing this and, you know, like the whole process, the equipment? They don't pay for that. Like,
wasn't
isn't
that Instagram
money being spent?
I'm with Noah
on
this
subway?
One. And also, I also say a larger general point. Even if this is purely charitable and not a cent was spent on this, they do this shit all the time. They do ad campaigns and crap and buy.
Yeah, they just have marketing budgets.
Stop! I know what the train is. I don't need the train promoted to me. Fix the fucking tracks. How about that?
Yeah, I mean, look, you're not gonna get an argument from me. I agree. I don't think clean the piss.
Can we do that? As far as I know, the tracks have been and the piss is gone. I haven't been there in a year. I have idea. Maybe
it's
they did do that. No, or
this is comedians in between cars pissing on trains.
Yes. I'd rather watch that than Jerry Seinfeld's stupid fucking show, though.
Show? Now you don't even like his show?
No,
his
Netflix show.
The talk show.
Okay. Fair.
It's not his show. His name's, it's like Trump's fucking hotel. His name is on it. It's not his show. He like wrote 10% of it. We're learning that now, seeing how unfunny he is.
That's right. They get paid for their name. So.
That's right. It's his brand, you're saying.
Mm-hmm. And I don't believe that they didn't get paid in any form and did this all for free. Just
maybe they got a nice little state tax deduction for this.
Well, I'll go one further than you, Noah. I don't know. I have no conspiracy theory that they got paid under the table. But I will say this. I don't give a shit. This shit still sucks. Stop doing it. Just stop. Stop.
Okay.
I'm having fun. I don't need train promotion. I don't need this shit.
I know. So one good thing to come out of this, for me personally, was when I tried to figure out who this Nico is, I just went to his Instagram to look at all these videos, and I scrolled down far enough, and Rob, if you would please press the link that I put in our notes, because, you know, like you said that he goes to these small restaurants, and he went to Sammy's, which is a Romanian restaurant in the city, and he gave us a little peek into their regular performances, and I wanted you guys to see it.
All right. Let's
Danny Love is this guy's name?
This is Danny Love.
Love is Romanian for DeVito.
That's basically what he looks like. He's got like a black silk shirt, receding line.
He kind of looks like a Jewish Sam Kinison is what I see.
Or a fat Douglas
I could see
Love.
That also. Yeah. All
yeah.
of the above. He's behind, is that a keyboard? Standing in front of a keyboard?
It looks like
standing
he has like
a
little booth in Sammy's where he like sticks his keyboard into and his little.
Yeah, it's got speakers.
And me.
Both live off tips.
Get it?
Good.
It's a little circumcision joke. Put him. Hey! Oh, did he just say they're worse than the Goyim?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh!
Oh, wow. What? He's flipping the camera off.
Does he ever go into Mashiach?
Yeah, there's like another video.
Oh, really?
Oh, this place looks great. So yeah,
can you imagine listening to aspic salad, to eating aspic salad, and listening to this guy while you do it?
Where do you see the aspic salad?
I don't know, but that food looks like shit. I don't know where you.
Romanian food has aspic salad in it.
The aspic salad's starting to look good to me with that dried ass fucking beef.
This potatoes look all right. Is this beef?
I don't know what that is?
It could be like an eggplant or something. Like a
I think it's onion,
tomato.
Like stuffed onion.
Looks like diarrhea.
Stuffed onion?
Yeah, these just look like appetizers. Let's see.
Stuffed with salmonella. Oh, it's a song that dumbass didn't know before.
Yeah.
What's that?
The song that dumbass didn't know before.
Yeah,
exactly. If only he watched his own Instagram stories.
He's taking his clothes off, people at home.
This guy is mugging for the camera so hard.
Can I ask a question? Okay, I want to know. So is he performing with a captive audience that didn't know they were going to be subjected to this, or do people come
like
up to hear him? Is this like his crowd?
Based on the comments I saw quickly, it's known that this guy performs at this restaurant. It's not.
I see.
A draw.
So the people are masochists.
Yes, that's very true in Romanian culture.
Is this like a dungeon? Is it people going
like this is fun to watch on social media, but if I was meeting up with like family or people that I'm catching up with and this guy was playing, I would be a little annoyed. You know, like I would laugh a little, then I'd be like, all right, stop.
Isn't this place in the West Village? There's no actual Romanians at the restaurant. It's all like hipsters, trust fund kids.
All the ethnic restaurants are on the East Village, like Polish stuff.
Yeah, there's still Romanian people in New York City. There's a Romanian.
Bless
the funny part is, when I went to his website to check out what he was all about, the photos must be from, like, I don't know, like 40 years ago.
No.
He is definitely not as advertised.
Oh my God.
I mean, he still looks rough, just a lot skinnier.
Yeah.
Like a different person.
Still not great, though.
But he's got the
same setup. He's got the
also, who is this Danny Love? There's two different Danny Loves. There's a... the one we just talked about, and then there's this like LA.
Looks like Chris Angel.
He's in some band. That sounds familiar, Danny.
He's a singer-songwriter from Pulp '90s, a '90s alternative rock cover band.
Oh no, brother.
And a dog lover, we have that in common.
He's got 100 followers. He's doing great.
He looks like he's also a horse lover. you know.
Or his parents.
Not the animal kind of horse.
Oh.
He kind of
looks
like.
Whoa, look at Danny Love's attempt at a mustache.
He kind of looks like he could be Alex Skolnick's father.
Oh my God.
I can see it. I can see it.
Looks like Ron Jeremy.
Go to, for our audio listeners, you can go to DannyLoveMusic.com, DANILUV Music.
He kind of looks like Dr. Steve Brule, also.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
I think he has a very nice voice, and I like his accent.
Well, I mean,
it says right here,
from Israel to New York, so clearly you're biased.
He plays at a Romanian restaurant. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is not him singing, by the way.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Let me load this. Control.
Oh, this is someone's bum. That's Drake in the background. Did you see that? Go back 5 seconds.
Is Drake from an SNL bit.
Really?
Yeah.
Is it really? Oh, okay.
Yeah, he did a bar mitzvah bit.
I just thought it was a kid that looks like Drake. When was he on SNL?
No, it's really Drake.
When was he on SNL that he looked that young? He looks like he's actually 15 from Degrassi there.
He was on a few years ago. He was like the host and musical guest.
He looks way too young to have been 5 years ago, though.
Their makeup department is just fantastic.
I guess. That's the one thing that works on that fucking show.
God bless your heart. I love it. And, I've been singing the same songs for 40 years, and it's no big deal.
Yeah.
Probably longer, even. We got to get this guy on the live cast. He's got to be our house guy.
I'd welcome him.
Yeah, I'm going to try to see if he's on social media or something. I wasn't able to find him.
Open arms and open borders.
He must have a B-Cat show. No, I don't think he's for open borders, Rob. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I don't know.
Being Israeli, probably not.
Whoever will give him tips and work. There are plenty of, quinceañeras and, sweet 16s and plenty of events Daniel is available for.
He has his phone number publicly posted on his.
Oh, and he has a Facebook. And an
call him.
Can we call him on the air?
No, I don't want to call him.
W-Y-N-J here. You're on the air.
Oh, say BGO.
BGO here.
No.
WBGO Jazz Classics. All day and all night. Limited.
So I want to point out that he met Sir Charles.
Oh, nice.
So, Charlie, on January 11th, what is Charles Barkley doing without a mask and fucking in the city?
Well, that could be an old photograph like that came up in his time hop.
I got to read this, the comment. This is him commenting his own pictures, caption. I really made him laugh. Thank G-D. Otherwise, who knows how it would end? What is he? If he didn't make him laugh, he would have, like, murdered you? What does that mean?
That's the implication.
Well, yeah, he doesn't know that that's like a famous basketball player. There was this big black guy that showed up.
I just used my defense mechanism when the black guy showed up so he wouldn't kill me. What a weirdo.
Oh, no. This is
too
close.
Oh, I guess
so
Sammy's close.
So I can avoid it?
So he has a hat here. I love
Shixes. That's pretty cool merch.
Yeah, he also has the Jewish-sized condom, I like to point out.
Clever.
It's so small, don't let it fall. Warning, no lube added.
So are there actual condoms in there, or is it like just the box is the joke?
It doesn't. We have to pay $10 to find out.
Do it, Rob.
It would be funny if it's like condoms for your nose and they're like magnums. For Jew noses, magnum condoms.
He'd probably do it if you pitched him that idea.
Hey, it's a good idea for masks. Can we get like Jewish themed masks for our merch store and they're just fucking quad XL?
Throw a sock into the front of the mask.
Yeah, like for Gonzo from the Muppets.
Ah, I wanted to get a Danny Love clock, but it's out of stock, fellas.
Why is he selling a jujitsu shirt? That's ours.
He's a Jew.
Copyright infringement.
How dare he?
I thought of the same joke, all right? I'm like Dane Cook. I didn't steal it. Mind the Messiah.
We both had that
Dane
same
Schnook.
Idea. Dane Schnook.
I like that.
Dane Hook knows.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Oh, jeez.
I like that one of his tabs is people raving.
Oh. It's just Robin Limelight with a glow stick.
Wow. Look at the testimonial. It's a scan of a document.
A letterhead with letterhead on it.
It's a picture of a scan of a photo of a document.
Darren, can you read it in the Ken voice, in the reviewer voice?
Oh, Ken! Oh, I was gonna read it as this guy. All right.
Oh well, sure. How are you?
I'll read it as Ken. Dear Danny, now that our summer season is over here at the Sea Wayne Club, I felt the need to communicate to you that for the third year in a row, the highlight of our entertainment / social season was Sammy's Romanian Steakhouse. You make the evening fun, hilarious, and authentic. Your performance makes the members feel that they are Sammy's, except that our decor is nicer. For the third year in a row, you get them to sing along with you. You smooze and kibitz with them, and they love it.
Smooze.
Then somehow you get them up to dance and in and amongst the tables. And though we do not have a dance floor set up, you, sir, are the consummate professional. A pleasure to work with. You endear yourself to the membership. Not an easy task, but you accomplish it. You love the evening professionally. I never like to repeat an entertainment evening from one season to another. Night. Is the exception for 3 years, no less. Thank you again for making the evening so much fun. I hope to come to Sammy's soon so I can enjoy your performance firsthand. Sincerely, Donald F. Molitor, no relation to Paul, General Manager.
Wonderful.
3 years ago, you made our patrons dance. We have yet to set up a dance floor for you, even though we know this is your act. Really shitty at this. Thanks for making it a little bit better.
We booked you thinking you were a penguin from Batman cosplayer, but we still enjoyed the experience no less.
We paid for Danny DeVito. Sorry. We paid for Danny DeVito, but all we got was Danny Love.
We apologize to you, Danny Love, for all of our patrons screaming, "Do Louis De Palma! Do Louis De Palma!" Yell at Lotka, please, Danny.
I don't know if this is funny, but in my head it seems funny. Instead of Danny DeVito, they got Danny Fruscito.
I get it.
Is that something?
Because that's how he has sex.
Yeah.
Rashida.
Is that a thing?
Sure. It is now.
Cool.
Yeah
we did it.
This is your world, Sid.
Nice.
Sure.
Just something seems funny in my head, and then I say it, and it's not, so I wasn't. I had a mental block there saying it. So I had to start out self-recating.
We did it.
Out. I want Danny to cover that.
There's a piece of press on his website where he shows photos of his dad and his family. Here's his fuck's sake.
Oh,
exactly.
Alex's
like
grandfather. He was on Vice?
I guess so.
His father was the star of Welcome Back, Kotter.
Boy. What a jokester.
No, I'm just kidding. I am gay. What is he kidding about?
Ew, stop licking your lips.
I think that was his attempt to come out, and he couldn't quite like admit it.
Well,
maybe struggling with his sexuality.
Struggling with
it.
I think it was him making very off-putting remarks and then licking his lips very creepily.
I'm trying to, Noah, I'm trying to clean it up. I think it would be a lot more palatable if, you know, if that's what he actually was doing versus what he was doing for real.
So there's a whole documentary on him, but it's like 15 minutes. We're not going to watch the whole thing.
It's fine. It's enough.
All right. But nice to meet you, Danny. And his full name is Danny Love Vior.
Actually. Oh, like it is.
Oh,
love
there we go.
Danny Love Vior.
Wait, like my last name?
Yeah, exactly. So you are related.
Love Vior.
No, I'm going to change.
You're
my
from the Vior clan.
That's really good. I'm going to change it right now in my Zoom window.
So excited.
That's funny. It's really funny. All right. Well, this one, yeah, I do want to mention our Patreon. It's a new month. It's already March, which is very exciting because that means we're very close to daylight savings. And we also have a brand new top of the month Patreon for $5 a month. You get access to at least 2 bonus episodes a month and a bunch of other stuff. Like last night, we did a really fun Zoom hang for our patrons. Got to hang out with some of the people give shout outs to at the end of the show. That was cool. And we also post little columns. Sid does a weekly TV column. I've been doing a music column about bands and albums I've been revisiting. Today I put up a story, a little piece about Alice in Chains that I've really fallen back in love with this summer. And I explained it, and I made a little playlist of my favorite heavy Alice in Chains songs just for you patrons. But the episodes are, of course, and in addition to the bonus episodes, you get the video versions of all of our episodes in the Patreon. So the bonus episode at the top of the month is our Livecast Hall of Fame. We love it so much. It's so nice. We did it thrice. So this is the third iteration of the Hall of Fame. Previous entrants of the Hall of Fame include the Iron Sheik, Shlomo, Douglas Levison. And this month we're inducting 3 different inductees. This is a big month. The first inductee was Trote Guy, who debuted in the very really first year of the show. And we talk about it is a anti-smoking ad that features a Hispanic American.
I can't tell you how much I like. I just just playing his commercial makes me laugh, and I feel so bad about it.
And
we should say that the commercial was not designed to make you laugh.
Yeah, it's not a comedic commercial.
No. And also, additionally, something weird happened when we did this episode, which also happened during the IO Cable one, which is that we started noticing lots of stuff from this commercial.
Yeah.
And it went into a discussion of this, the world they established. The world building in this commercial was insane.
Yeah, and we dove deep. We learned about how the commercial was made, where it was first made. We really learned a lot about it. And then the second inductee of the episode was the Mashiach song, I believe, that was the last one. The second one was Mark B. And you actually get to see the Mark B videos, the famous ones. Darren, give me a little sample of his greatness and why he is a newer entrant into the Hall of Fame. Like, it's pretty recent, really, only in the last, I guess it's not that recent, come to think about it. It's been like 4 or 5 years now, which is crazy to think, because I was just thinking based on the studios we were in when, and I remember we showed it to Dan. Yeah, we showed it to Dan Ozzie 2 studios ago, so it's been a while.
2 guys enter, 1 guy leaves. And I promise you, Clans motherfucker, it won't be you. Catholic, Christian, African American, God knows what. I want to make this very fucking clear to everybody. You don't belong here! You want to find out what a man is? You come at me with this.
Hashtag RIP.
Last one.
Hatred does not win the wars. It fucking starts them.
Oh, sorry. One more.
I was born Jewish. Half the fucking city's Jewish.
One more.
Then they called me a Jew bastard.
One more.
If you live in this city and you are racist, move the fuck out.
All right. All right, one more.
And I will go shoulder to shoulder with them.
Then they called me a Jew bastard. It's my favorite one.
Yeah. Just so out of context.
Then they called me a Jew bastard.
I don't know. I think it's perfectly in context. What other context does it need?
You're right.
What else could you call him?
So that's just like, that was what, 2 minutes? And look at how much we're laughing. We spent at least half an hour diving deep into this. And it was a very,
going,
very fun episode.
Going where we've never gone before.
Yeah. I think this was the longest of all the Hall of Fame episodes too. So you can check that out on our Patreon, patreon.com/metalinjectionlivecast. And we appreciate all the support we get from all of our patrons. And I mentioned Spotify. We also have a music break playlist where every week each of us picks a song and we drop it in. And you can follow the playlist. And it's kind of like an addendum to the episode. Did I say that right, fellas?
Sure.
Great.
Fella?
I was just talking to Darren.
Well, that's fine. You can call me a fella. Yesterday, I was called the Duke of Vagina in the Zoom hang. I'm fine with
that. Actually, no, I called you the Viscount and Viceroy of Vagina.
The Viceroy?
Oh, yeah.
So for this week's playlist, I picked Mogwai. They have a new album that came out last Friday, and I was listening today, and I really enjoyed it. And it's, you know, some of the songs are a bit heavier, some of them are mellower, and I think it's a fun little album. So that's my pick.
Sounds exactly like what you just said about Alex James. Is that just your description of everything? You're stuck.
Well, they're much mellower than Alice in Chains, and the Alice in Chains playlist that I created was all heavy. I purposely didn't include any mellow songs because that was the whole thing about my deep dive into Alice in Chains was discovering how heavy they are.
Nothing from the Unplugged
or the EP, because it's mostly acoustic stuff. That stuff is great on its own as well, but my focus was the heavy. What did you pick, Sid? What was your Spotify pick?
Picked a song by a band called Far. A band that came up with Deftones in the same Sacramento scene. They were a little bit more like post-hardcore kind of punk, like the original definition of emo, not like the current definition. They're basically like a version of the Deftones that I like. So I picked one of my favorites by far. I don't
too
know why.
Far. Too head. Far.
Fun fact, Chino from Deftones appears on a Far track, and he has a band with Sean Lopez from Far called Crosses. It's pretty good.
Check them out.
Why don't you blog about it?
We write about Crosses.
Why don't you write about Crosses instead of all these commercial bands, Rob? Come on.
Yeah, the fuck.
Well,
Slipknot. Everyday Slipknot.
What?
Wrapped.
What?
Edema.
What?
Evanescent. Lacuna Coil.
What?
Five Finger Death Punch.
What?
Marilyn Manson.
What?
Stone Cold Steve Austin says, play some damn Pantera.
Noah, what was your pick?
I picked the song Only for the Weak by In Flames.
Oh,
off the Claimant album.
Claimant?
Like
their Jewish release. That's my favorite of Flames album.
Danny Love.
The Danny Love cover.
Featuring Danny.
It's about playing at a Romanian restaurant.
Danny Love Eeler.
Very nice. And Darren, what did you pick?
I played Sunshine of Your Love by Living Color, a cover of the great Cream song. I wound up somehow on a Living Color kind of deep dive rabbit hole type of thing because I was listening to WWE themes and CM Punk, and that led me to listen to Living Color, and that's like two of my favorite bands coming together. Whenever I'm in a classic rock mood, I wind up on Cream somehow.
I gotta dive into Cream. I never really liked that.
That's a drop.
With these nuts. With these nuts.
Just some Cream.
Cream's really good.
It seems like
you're
a band that's
words today.
It's very rich.
And Living Color is phenomenal. Highly underrated, I feel. Everyone obviously knows Cult of Personality, but all of their songs are so funky and really, really good. Highly
they
recommend.
They have also like a wide palette of sounds, I would say.
Yeah.
Like straight R&B songs and like upbeat, almost like kind of ska-ish songs. And then there's like seriously heavy. Like this song's really heavy that I put on. Sunshine of Your Love.
That's right.
Definitely put their own spin on that cover, which I like. As you know, I've said on the show, I like covers that sound significantly different. And I wouldn't say it's that heavy compared to some of the stuff that you guys put on the playlist. But for a hard rock band, it's probably on the heavier end of what they do.
They also had a bunch of really great music videos too. Definitely, if you want to go down a music video rabbit hole, check out Living Color music videos. They're really fun. Very 90s nostalgia for me.
Color with a U.
Color. The British spelling.
Yeah.
There's also a TV show in the 90s called Living Color.
Living Color.
In Living Color. That's In Living Color.
Yeah, that's different. That was Queen
Living Color.
And no
U. What did you say, Rob? Did you say that was Queen Latifah?
No, you're thinking of the show that came on after.
I'm thinking Living Single. I'm thinking Living Single.
Wow, Rob.
Damn it.
We are living color.
Wait, In Living Color is what? Is it a sketch show?
Yes.
Okay. I was confused. All right, relax. Okay, everyone calm down. Come on.
In Living Color.
But are all African-American shows the same to you?
Seriously.
Wow.
What's that? Then Martin Lawrence would come on.
I'm sure Queen Latifah was on an episode of In Living Color, all right?
Sure about that?
I'm sure she did a guest appearance.
I don't think they weren't listed out with guest hosts every week. I don't think that's not a thing.
They did have them sometimes, but it wasn't like a recurring staple of the show.
Yeah.
Okay, she performed on In Living Color multiple times. So there you go.
Not wrong.
Songs.
There you go.
Queen Latifah did?
Which songs?
She's performed.
You
Latifah
and
had it up to here. She did not perform.
You and I see what
she performed.
You gotta let him know.
Who you calling a bitch?
Yeah. So she performed, or they just played her song on the show?
She performed in the studio.
I remember this.
It looked like
the
two
fly
different
girl?
Times.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
J-Lo. And like the cast is hanging out in the background.
We hear some of this? Let's see.
The 90s.
Can you play that? We'll get copyright struck.
We're already so far in the copyright.
I already sang it, so we're going to get banned
from
YouTube.
Yeah, it was so close to the original that they're never going to know the difference. They're definitely going to see in Diaz.
We're already going to get the Danny Love copyright. Let me try this again.
I think we'll probably get kicked off of YouTube because I said I'm not taking the vaccine.
It was so funny how they were like the reverse SNL and they had the one token white woman.
Oh, interesting.
And Jim Carrey was the token white guy, but he went on to be the biggest star that came out of this.
Yeah.
Not Marlon Wayans? Oh, dang.
I don't know this song. What is this?
Little known, her backing band for this track, Snarky Puppy.
Ah! It is very jazzy. And then here's the other one.
Oh.
Please let this be UNITY.
No, it's ILC.
Oh. Well, everything with the letters. What's going on?
Wow.
No, it's actually him.
Did he say Flavor Flavor?
Yeah, it did sound like that.
Does he not know his name? What's that little clock? He's going very...
Yeah.
Very subdued Flav.
Did he just, like... Did he just... I can't say his name. He just licked that girl's neck, I think.
What?
Sexual harassment. Yeah, Flavor.
All right,
how come hip hop was the genre where they shouted out the producer? Never hear that in like metal songs, like Bob Rock shout outs in an in Metallica song. What the fuck?
Bob Rock, yeah!
Give him a little love. Come on.
Shout out to my boy Kurt Ballou.
Yeah. They deserve some pop in the track.
They should
play
a solo
really
or something, just like whisper the producer's name.
Bring it back.
Dave Mustaine should like say the year in the beginning of the song too. Like,
2021. Dropping this track like fire. All right, here comes the second verse. This one's for justice. Take it to the bridge.
All right, we're going to get out of here and want to give some shout outs. At the end of the show, we'd like to give shout outs to our top Livecast fans. If you want to be a top Livecast fan, you got to do is donate $10 a month. You get all the $5 perks, the bonus episodes, the extra content, and you get a shout out at the end of the show. How should I do the shouts?
That's Queen Latifah.
What? How do I?
You, that's
no,
secret,
we're not going there. We're gonna definitely get kicked off.
Danny Love.
That's Danny Love. Okay, Eric. Maybe I want to kiss you. No, I'm just kidding, Eric. Rabba Ganoush, aka Justin. Maybe we have sex. No, I'm just kidding. It's a joke, Benjamin. And they'll do the Reno. Maybe you two get married. No, my dad would never allow that. Dan R. And Mindy Mays Kippa. I don't know why I'm doing it like that. Grok Destroyer and India Alpha Mike. Come down. I'll play for you. I'll sing, even if you're a Shiksa. And Jander and Shisur Shisusit. And LaCroix. And I want to give a shout out to the Crustacean Sensation, even though it's Trace, a.k.a. Got Stampa, and Ash Bontelov. Oh, are you Jewish? And Dallas. I'm not welcome in Dallas. I got kicked out of there having a little too much gefilte fish. But Robba Vampiro, you're cool with me. And Shane, did you know that Hugo likes tacos? Is that supposed to be Dirty Vagina? I don't know anything about that. Lando Danks and Perilous Patches and Scooby-Doo 182 and Douglas, who are you, Levison? Those are the top live cast fans of the week or whatever. And leave a tip for the Moyle.
I feel like sometimes when you do shout-outs, it really is like a jazz solo where you start out one thing and then you sort of veer off and you can't even remember what the hell you were going for to begin with. Its own unique style kind of situation by the end.
All I Good can job. Say is you're welcome.
Yeah, and I like it. I'm
very artistic.
Thank you. Well, that's going to do it for me. I don't know what the...
We're staying on. We're going to do another 3 hours.
All right, you guys.
Oh, that's dinner in the background. Whoops. Mike, that good? Oh, brother.
Sounds delicious. But all right, so we're going to get out of here. Thank you as always. We'll be back next Tuesday and hit the Patreon and check out our social media pages. We post stuff there too. We're on Facebook. We're on Twitter. We're on Instagram. We're on Cameo. No, we're not. We're not.
Not yet.
We'll get there. All right. Bye. Okay. What are we pulling?
Definitely not anything where we funded that dead guy's band.
Yeah, not the G's stuff.
Probably don't want that out there.
The part where you said you want to get into Cream.
Okay. You can do that.
Give me a short little bit.
I'm fine with, like, if we just have, like, punchy jokes, like, if the clips are short.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it could just be like, Darren, what did you pick? Blah, blah, blah. Oh, I want to get into Cream. Yeah, that could be the whole clip.
What was the first? Oh, yeah, Lacuna Coil.
So, oh, that was really good.
Lacuna Coil.
All the Italian jokes. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's already 2 or 3 things, right?
No, that's 2.
You covered so many cultures.
Danny Love?
Yeah, something from Danny Love. All right. Works for me.
What about the mic arms? Can we get the new? Can we discuss that?
Oh yeah, I was saying we should get mic arms and the lights before you signed on, though. Just get like better ones.
Yeah, sure. I think we should just get like ring lights.
You know, yeah.
They have like tabletop ring lights. They can't even be that expensive because they're so like ubiquitous.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we'll look into it.
Oh, you know what I wanted to tell you? I don't know if it's going to work for our podcast, but it might work for Square Circle. Have you heard of Riverside FM?
No.
So basically, it records video from your computer, and it's higher quality because it's not over a stream, it's direct, but it uploads it to the website as you're recording, so it like saves as you go. And it's supposed to be like you could do like 4K quality and all that. And you can send your guests a link and they can record. They just like it's very easy. And like through that web service, it's kind of like Anchor FM where you can like build a podcast on the website, but it's for video.
Okay. I'll look into it.
Yeah. I don't know if it will be good for us because we're 4, but I think if it's just.
And then people. The live thing too.
Yeah. But for Square Circle, it might be cool.
Okay. Alrighty. I will upload everything as soon as it's rendered, and I will not forget the video this week.
Okay.
Yay.
Okay, great.
Bye.